Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate the time and effort that you put in to rock out with us on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And also a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone, that you took the time out to call in to 323-642-1532 to rock out with us on the mic. I have so much news to tell you guys. First and foremost, I want to go ahead and let you guys know that the Arts Council will be closed for the rest of this month until April 7th due to just precautionary measures with the coronavirus epidemic that we're dealing with. And it's very understandable. So we are still going to celebrate the Illusions 11th anniversary. It's just going to be pushed back to April 25th. And I'm claiming that after that time, we will all be good to go by the grace of God. And I'm praying for all our families through this hardships and different things that we're going through in regards to this virus that has been spreading. I'm praying for all our families, our friends, just people that we don't even know. I'm just praying for all of us, you know, at this time I need, and that God supplies the needs that we need. Just to help us through all of this, because it is tough, it is rough, and I'm just hoping that we all just take care of ourselves, take care of one another, and this is that time when I just think we all should come together and stay prayed up and to look out for one another the best way we can, and most definitely look out for ourselves. So I'm just encouraging everybody to stay prayed up with everything that's going on with the coronavirus, and take care of yourself, you know, and take care of others the best way you know how. But I am most definitely leaning on God, and I'm also going to take care of myself and, you know, my children and what have you in this time of need. Just trying to keep all of us in prayers, but just please save the date for April 25th. That will be Illusions 11th anniversary show, even though the official date, I just want to say, Illusions official anniversary show date was actually March 14th. So March 14th actually officially made 11 years. So we're just going to celebrate it April 25th. And I hope you guys can mark the date, put it in your calendars, and come check us out. And by then, hopefully we'll have Periscope. So it's kind of like for anybody who's in different cities and different states, you'll be able to view the show online, just like you're paying to go to the show, you'll be paying to go to the show online. So I am working on that. Pray for me with the Periscope situation. And you guys forgive me, because I was supposed to go ahead and connect everything for 9 o'clock. It was so much going on preparing for yesterday. Yesterday was amazing. I'm still in awe. I feel like my body's crashing and burning because I was so excited like a little kid going to Disneyland. Yesterday, for anybody that doesn't know, the city of Kinston recognized me. The amazing thing about it was I did not know, like, what the ceremony was going to be about. I just knew that they told me they were recognizing me and what was going to ceremony for me. But I had no idea that I was going to receive a proclamation. And you guys, I have my very own day, March 28th, in recognition for me starting Illusions and all that I do for the youth and for the arts, for life coaching, substance abuse counseling, as an author, writer, every title, radio show host, every title that I hold, that proclamation encompasses that. Well, they tried to add it all up there, but it encompasses all that I do. And every March 28th, the city of Kinston will celebrate me, and I have my very own day. It's called Clavette China Roberts Day on March 28th, effective 2020. March 28, 2020. This is amazing. And also, when I'm trying to hold back, well, I'm actually crying about that while this is happening. Next thing I know, they give me an award that they have been holding on to since 2019, and which they're actually going to give me another one for 2020. I am the city of Kinston's first ever poet laureate. It is a huge blessing to me. I'm thankful because I never, ever did any of this for recognition. I did this for all of us to have a platform to express ourselves to the arts, to tap into our gifts on or off the stage, and to connect in a positive manner and be the best version of ourselves. And I feel like we are doing that, and we are doing it well. And I want us to continue to do that, to tap into the best version of yourself, to keep growing, and keep going. And pass it on. So with that being said, I'm going to play a track for you guys. Enough about me. It's time to get it in. Let's get it.
Grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's Number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi. who transforms strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is, and I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is, and this poem is the least that I can give as thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it,
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to rock. We are about to open up this open mic lineup right here for anybody who wants to perform, you want to do a shout-out, whatever you feel the need to, feel free to pick up the phone. And just when I put you on the line, spit your poetry, sing your song, do your comedy, whatever it is that you do. Only thing we ask you to do is keep it clean because I want to stay in the air. But other than that, I want you to do you. So with that being said, I also give a shout-out to anybody who's listening. Via phone, first and foremost, I'm going to give a shout-out to you. Please don't hang up because I'm giving you a shout-out. This is just me paying homage and giving you your flowers because you could have been anywhere else in the words of Jay-Z, but you're here with me, and I appreciate you. So with that being said, I want to give a big shout-out to Miss Bernadette in the building. What's up, Miss Bernadette? Burn it.
Yes, ma'am. Feeling all right.
That's what I'm talking about.
By the Lord, just making it through. Trying to get through this virus and stuff. But by the help of the Lord, still trying to cope with it.
Amen. That's right. All right,
yes,
lady, thank you for calling in. Please stay on the line. Enjoy the show.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, and we got, I call him DMX of poetry. You'll see why. We got Mr. Carlos in the building. Carlos the poet. What's up, Carlos? How you doing?
I'm doing just great, y'all. Happy to be back, y'all.
Man, we appreciate you.
Yo, and man, and China, I was just listening to your intro just then, man. And with my little thing I wrote today, man. It's I guess that's what's going on. That's where everybody's at right now. But I'm going to be real quick with this one, y'all. Check this out, China. Hello, y'all. I'm back, and I'm so happy to speak. And boy, do I have a lot to say, especially with all that's going on in these streets. Well, I'm here to speak positivity. China is saying things to inspire us. I got a lot more things concerning me than this man-made coronavirus. See, we got places shutting down. People at Walmart fighting over tissue, about to get killed or go to jail. Now your whole family is just going to miss you. The kids can't go to school. All their major events are shut down. It seems like every city is on lock. This must be some serious virus going around. Well, this is part of the quarantine. You're not even allowed to go nowhere. But instead of being stressed about this virus, y'all, I've given all my time to prayer. Yes, things are a little different. Things are very odd. But no, I'm not concerned. Because, yes, I got my faith in God. Fear is not a factor. That's the point of having faith. And as long as I'm doing God's will, I know that I'm covered by His grace. So y'all take advantage of this situation. If you're scared, say a prayer. But if you're worried about anything, know that God will always be there. So if you cough, cover. And if you sneeze, God bless you. But as long as you know that you got faith in God, don't let this coronavirus stress you. Hey, yo, for everybody that's listening, man, remain strong, yo. Stay positive. If you ever get frustrated and don't know what to do for yourself, man, just turn to God, y'all. You heard me? And that's that. Stay blessed, y'all. Keep your head up.
Wow. That was fire, man. And needed.
I mean, man. Yo, man, that, I mean, some things happen, man. We can't change everything, man. But, you know what I mean? Keep your head
exactly.
up, man. You got your faith in God, and God got you. And that's where
that's
I'm
right.
at, man. You can't, some things you can, if I can fix it, I fix it. But if I can't, I just turn it over to God. And this is something
I
that
think
I can't.
That's what he wants us all to do.
And
I think he wants to get the glory in this story. Like, that's how, that's
yeah.
what's in my mind. Like, I feel like God wants the glory in this story because sometimes, you know, we can get so distracted in man-made things, carnal things, wants. That's why I wrote what I wrote about the, I don't know if you saw my page, I wrote, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because God supplies all my needs. Because
yeah.
we spend so much time on the wants, those carnal things that mean nothing.
Yep. But anyway, hey, Charlie,
yeah.
get back to your show, baby girl. I love it. I love y'all,
mm-hmm.
man. Everybody stay positive and keep your head up.
All right.
And what happened?
All right, everybody,
okay.
that was Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry. Appreciate you spreading that word and that knowledge. I call him. I also call him Bishop Hill in the building. Well, you better preach. All right, we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China.
Get your life. What's up?
Get it, girl. How you doing? How you doing?
Doing
congratulations.
Great. Thank you. I am in awe. I've never had a whole day. It's my day. I got a day. What? And I'm Poet Laureate.
That's right. That's
Quit
right.
playing.
Okay.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
Girl, if I'm dreaming, just let me sleep.
I know that's right. You better get it, Christopher Williams.
Yeah. I have a quick one for you. It's
okay.
real quick, real brief. And it's called Love Under New Management. Here goes. I found a love so strong and sweet. This man, he came to me like a thief in the night and swept me off my feet. His love is so pure and it feels so real. My heart, my soul, don't know what to feel. This man is my everything. He loves me unconditionally, without even hesitating. He wakes me up every morning and holds me tight while I'm laying in bed, fulfilling all my desires and all my needs. He listens and understands me and waits on me so patiently. He comforts me. He even prays for me. He never judges me. Let me tell you, this man won't give up on me, no throwing the towel. I used to run from him, but he has my undivided attention now. Yes, this feels good to me. I got a love under new management, and his name is Jesus, and he is my heaven sent. That's all.
Yeah, I love that piece.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Keep writing, lady.
Thank you. I got
it. Right, everybody, that
and
was
I'm
Nikki
so
and Carl.
You.
Thank you so much, man. That means
okay.
the world to me.
That's good.
It's
That's
been a long,
good.
Hard
yeah,
road.
You well deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Thank you so much. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody, that's Nikki. All the way, Nikki and Carlos, all the way from Los Angeles, California, calling into the show. We appreciate you and your avid dedication. You got these guys have been supporting me for I don't even know how many years now, and I thank God that we finally met in the flesh. They are phenomenal poets, phenomenal couple. You know, I thank God for you guys. I continue to pray for you guys. I'm going to say Bishop Hill and First Lady Hill in the building. I know y'all heard me, so hit me up on that. I'm going to speak into existence. So with that being said, I got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up? What's up, Tamika? Just want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you for calling in.
You're more than welcome, Miss Tina, and congratulations on everything. I love you.
Thank you
love
so much.
You, Lord, and I never want to lose you.
You said what?
I love you, Lord, and I hope I never lose you.
Amen. And I said the same way about you, too. We're going to speak into resistance, and we're going to stay in each other's lives, most definitely.
Yes,
by the grace of God. Amen. How are you liking the show?
I'm really loving it. I like the intro and the bishop's form. I really like that. And First Lady
Okay,
Storm,
you call them
that
different
was,
too. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Yes, I didn't catch no name, so I'm going to say Bishop and First Lady.
That's what I'm talking about.
China, I'm loving the show.
Thank you.
And thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the
Anytime.
Reminder.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the support. All right, that's Tamika in the building. I'm sorry, we won't go ahead and give her nickname, Mika in the building, y'all. All right. We're going to slide into another track, and we'll be right back. Let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I want to go ahead and slide back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher, so let's get it. All right, we got Mr. Dion Ballard, Mr. Enlisted Soldier. I thought I told you on the line. What's up?
Hello?
I thought she was Dion. What's up, Toy? How you doing?
All right. How are you this evening?
Doing great. We got another enlisted soldier. I thought I told you on the line. We got the queen, the first lady, Miss Toy Honey.
Oh, is it okay if I spit a piece?
Oh, sure. Please do.
Okay. This is a poem that I just shared today. I want to do it in honor of Women's History Month. This is the poem I did in tribute to Nina Simone called The Soul of Nina. She passionately plays on the piano as she unleashes the passionate message that's on her heart in song. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Her pride in her culture expressed in Young, Gifted in Black, Cinnamon, Backlash Blues, a civil rights activist in song. Miss Simone sung the blues, most feared to sing. The sun rose on her in North Carolina and set on her in Paris. She's a beloved influence in music and poetry.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing, everybody. I mean, thank you for sharing most definitely playing with everybody.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
Thank you so much. Everybody, this is Toy Honey all the way from Massachusetts in the building. And we have another caller on the line. We got a 252 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Shina, 252-286.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Beverly. Good.
Hey, Beverly, how you doing?
Doing good. Thought I'd stop by for you.
Thank you so much. Did you want to do a little something?
Yeah, I can do something.
All right.
Okay. I was feeling an ocean, an ocean that is silent, lost for many days, lost for many days. But you are my energy. You are the one who brought my fulfilling, yeah. Believe me, I ran away, far away, trying to avoid the love. Just like the sun in the sky, your warmth I cannot escape. So here I am, once again, crying out to you, yeah. Won't you please take my hand, help me to understand your way. Ignoring the feelings that I have for you, that I have for you. Wanting an answer, an explanation why I left your side. Can't get you out of my mind. I'm trying to blame everyone but the one who truly acts fault. It was me, only me, and I need another chance to prove my love. 'Cause here I am, once again, crying out to you. Won't you please take my hand? Help me to understand the way.
Thank you so much, Letty.
No problem.
We appreciate you sharing. Everybody else, Beverly in the building. Thank you so much, Beverly.
I love sharing.
All right, everybody, we're actually about to close out the show, but before I do that, I want to give you an inspirational nugget. I told you, as I learn and I grow, I'm going to give it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But one thing I'm learning is to put your focus on that one thing you want to work on. Stick with it. And do your best not to get distracted. You know, distractions will come. But when you know, just be, that self-awareness is key, that, you know, block those distractions and focus on that ultimate goal. That's going to help you catapult you into the better version of yourself. So with that being said, you guys keep going, keep growing, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing. And just know that you matter and know that your dreams matter, your gifts matter. And take that time out to harness that dream and harness that better version of yourself. And just keep each one teach one, keep pushing it on and giving it to somebody else as you've given it to yourself. So with that being said, if nobody believes in you, just know that I do, and I know first and foremost God does. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. I'll see you guys, I promise, at 9 o'clock next week. This was a lot going on, so I couldn't do it at 9 o'clock tonight. But with that being said, you guys be blessed. Thank you all for the congratulations, and I'm in awe. I look forward to celebrating with you guys in the coming years. I have my own day, Clavette China Roberts Day. I'm very thankful. I don't know what to do with it, but I would love to share it with you. So with that being said, you guys be blessed and have a good night.